Good day, and welcome to Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Joe, what's wrong?
I need to speak in front of a lot of people tomorrow, and I'm really nervous.
Oh, no problem, Joe. Public speaking is easy if you do a few simple things. 皆さんこんにちは。人前で話すのが苦手な方っていますよね。でも実はちょっと練習するだけでその緊張感をほぐすことができます。それについてジョー先生とお話ししていきたいと思います。 So Joe, do you really get nervous when speaking in front of people?
Actually, the answer is no. If I speak English, almost zero on nervousness. When I was young, of course, yes, everybody. But you get used to it after a few years.
慣れてきますね。
Right, you get used to it after doing it a lot. So it's no problem at all like that. But even today, when I speak very formal Japanese, you know, keigo, in front of a lot of people, or very formal Japanese, introducing someone, you can't use regular Japanese.
That's right.
You need to use these formal expressions, and I think that's really difficult, so even I get nervous doing that. Right. How about you, Kate? Do you get nervous when speaking in front of a lot of people?
No, actually, I love doing public speaking because maybe I got used to it too.
Really?
Yeah, wow. I love it.
Wow, very good, very good.
ではでは。緊張してしまうっていう方のためにどうやったらその緊張をほぐせるのか聞いてみたいと思います。So Joe, how can people avoid nervousness when speaking in front of an audience?
Okay, first, if it's a very difficult talk, something like that, you should write it down, of course. So that you get used to the words, you can see the words on paper. If it's very difficult talk, and then after you write down your speech here, or your presentation, you should put one key word from each sentence onto a card or something like that.
自分につき一キーワード書いとくといいみたいですね。
Right, so from each sentence, pick up one key word, important word, and put it on your card. And then when you see that key word, when you're speaking, you'll kind of remember the sentence. You don't need to say exactly what you wrote. You do not need to say exactly what you wrote. You just have the main ideas on your card with these key words. And so if you speak in a friendly way, without reading, that's very important, without reading, if you just speak like a friend, speak like you're talking to a friend, then you'll be able to do it. And if you have a PowerPoint, of course, you have your keywords already there.
That's right.
So, of course, there are no sentences on the PowerPoint, Only keywords. So you can glance at the PowerPoint slide. That's right. And then you can do it like that. And of course, before your presentation, you should practice it in a loud voice. And finally, you should remember one important thing. The audience only wants to hear the information that you're saying.
The audience only wants to hear the information. Okay, 情報しか知りたくないってことですね。
That's right. They don't care about your clothes or your hair or anything like that. If you speak confidently because you have important information, then you will have the confidence to do it.
なるほど、なるほど。
Right. They only want to hear that information. It's true.
So, Joe, one more question.
Okay.
Do American high school students practice public speaking?
Actually, yes, I think they do. Even a long time ago, when I was a high school student, I had a public speaking class too. And there are three parts to public speaking.
Okay.
One is kind of like making speeches, you know, like a politician would do.
原稿を作ったりするんです
ね。 That's right, making speeches. Another type of public speaking is debating. That's right. And the third part of public speaking is the PowerPoint presentations these days.
That's right.
And so I really think that all high schools, they've got this kind of class and they're doing it.
ではでは今日はそんなパブリックスピーキングのクラスを取っている男の子のお話ですが、彼はどうやらちょっと落ち込んでいるようです。なぜなのか、まずはゆっくりなスピードで聞いて理解しましょう。
Hey David, what's wrong? You look like you're having a rough morning.
Yeah.I just finished a test, and I really bummed out.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that. What happened?
Well, you know, Mike and I take that public speaking class, right?
Yeah. You guys were always talking about how interesting that class was. So I thought that you guys were definitely going to get a good grade.
Well, this week we had a test, which is where we are randomly are given a topics regarding politics and to debate about on the spot.
Okay.
So, Mike and I decide the day before that we would debate on every and any topics that came up throughout our day so that we could prepare ourselves for the test. We practiced debating all day long. Anyways, we both got bad grades because the teacher said that our preparation was poor. So, I tried to debate my grade with the teacher.
Oh no!
And he gave me an even lower grade and told me that I had to submit an essay about politics because I didn't study enough. Can you believe it?
I don't see how you could possibly get a bad grade. You both seem like you prepared for your test. What were the topics that you debated about?
We debated about which animal is better, dogs or cats. And at lunchtime, we debated whether or not hot dogs are sandwich. The topic that was the most fun, and I learned it the most from, was who is better looking, Mike or me. I really had to think on my feet and be creative with my opinions to win that one.
Well, in that case, I'm not surprised the professor thought that you were unprepared for your test, considering the fact that those topics are not political. They are stupid topics.
Let's see, he talks about dogs here.
Yes.
Okay, and he talked about
hot dogs.
If they're sandwiches. Good, and he talked about...
Who is more better.
Oh, yeah.
Who's better looking.
Okay, so he really talked about, had for his debate, some very stupid practice topics. Dogs or cats are better. Are hot dogs sandwiches or not?
Like, they sound kind of interesting, but they can't be practice.
That's right. They're interesting, but they're not high level. You got to practice debating
more important things.
Not, is the guy really good looking?
One cares, who's better looking. じゃあ、まず最初から言ってみましょうか。男の子が、パブリックスピーキングのクラスでちょっと落ち込んだというふうに言ってます。To be bummed out で落ち込むとかがっかりさせられるってことですね。
Right, and young people say this a lot. Oh, I got a terrible score. I'm really bummed out. Or I lost the game again. I'm bummed out. I want to quit this sport. Like that. It's a good expression. You hear it in movies.
で女の子が、そんなに落ち込んでどうしたのって聞いてます。で僕パブリックスピーキングのクラス取ってるじゃんと女の子に言って、うんそうだねと女の子言ってます。ここで女の子は、肯定を表すのに yeah っていう言葉を使っています。This is more natural, right?
Exactly. In real conversation, people never say yes. In very formal situations, yes, but two friends, you say yeah, or that's right, or something else. Don't say yes.It's a little too formal. Yeah, it's more natural.
で、でもパブリックスピーキングのクラスで問題があったみたいなので、女の子はびっくりしてます。すごい楽しそうにしてたから、絶対いい成績取ると思ってたっていうふうに言ってます。A grade で、成績という意味をここでは取ってますが、実はこれにはもう一個意味があって、学年という意味もあります。
Yeah, so everyone remember, grade has two meanings. One are those scores that you get on your test, A, B, C, right? But also, especially in elementary school, first grade, second grade, third grade,
And in America, it goes all the way through junior high and senior high,
yes.
seventh grade, eighth grade, ninth grade. Mm-hmm. And then in high school, you've got 10th grade, 11th grade, 12th grade.
Mm-hmm.
So it goes all the way there, but never in university.
Right.
You cannot say, I'm in the first grade of university or anything like that. Right.
Yep.
I'm in the first year of the university. That's
mm-hmm.
good. Or I'm a freshman like that. Or the second year, a sophomore like that. But you cannot use that for university.
で男の子が落ち込んでいる原因はこのパブリックスピーキングのクラスのテストのことだったみたいなんですね。でこのテストが何かっていうとランダムに政治に関する話題を与えられてそれに即興で答えないといけないというものだったんですね。まず randomly というので、当てずっぽうにランダムにという意味ですね。
Yes, the man says they are randomly given a topic. So there's no real order like that. For example, random numbers 1, 8, 2, 20, 3, like this, there's no order, random numbers. But again, in the dialogue, we're talking about how the teacher randomly gives the students a topic.
そして何のトピックかっていうと、政治、politics に関する、トピックをもらってますね。
Right, politics. Kay, are you interested in politics?
To be honest, I'm not really interested
okay,
in politics.
Okay.
Sorry. How about you, Joe? Are you interested in politics?
Actually, yes.
Oh, really?
I think most Americans, even young Americans, they like to talk about politics. Right, but Japanese don't seem to like to talk about politics.
I have to be ashamed of myself.
No, no. Yep, we all should try to talk about politics
more. 選挙に行こう。で、このディベートは即興で行われるというふうに言われています。So, how do you say, 即興 in English?
To do something on the spot.
On the spot.
Right, it means like without preparation. For example, I gave my speech on the spot.
ぶっつけ本番でってことですね。
Right, or I wrote the paper on the spot without thinking about anything.
That's, that's great, that's
great. I had only 5 minutes before the class.
Wow.
I wrote it on the spot. Very quickly, without preparation.
でそのテストがあるって聞いていたのでこの男の子は友達と一緒に、ディベートの練習をしようとしたんですね。でどうやるかっていうともう目についた全てのことどんなことであってもディベートのネタにして練習してみようというふうにルールを決めたんですね。 Every and any で全てのどんなことでもという意味です。
Yeah, it kind of emphasizes all of the topics. Every and any topicfor example, what kind of ice cream do you like? I like every and any ice cream. You can use it with anything like that.
全部のってことですね、要するに。
Sports player, do you like on the carp? I like every and any player on the carp. It's like that.
で、そこまでして頑張って練習をしたにもかかわらず、全然成績が良くなかったんですね。で、かつ、レポートを提出しないといけなくなってしまいました。To submit で、提出するという意味です。
Right, everybody, do you know? To submit, of course, means to give to the teacher. Do you know another very famous word that means exactly like that? I submitted the paper, or one more expression, everyone, do you know it?
Is it to hand in?
Oh, very good.
Ah, yeah,
you did it without any, you thought about it on the spot, like that.
On the spot,
Yes, yes, yes. Right, so to hand, I handed in the paper, or I submitted the paper, it's the same, like that.
で、女の子は、なんで全然わかんない。せっかく練習したのにね、っていうふうにちょっと憤っています。I don't see で、わからないっていう意味ですね。
Yeah, remember, the word see often means to understand, right? For example, I see. Or I don't see what you mean, like that.
ここは見るとか見ないとかそういう意味じゃないですね。わかるってことですね。で、ここでどんな練習したのっていうふうに男の子に聞いてみます。で、ここで男の子が、あ、もうね、何でもやったよ。例えば、猫と犬どっちがいいかとか、あと、ホットドッグはサンドイッチに含まれるのかどうかとかっていうふうに言ってます。whether or not で、何々かどうかという意味です。
Right. Whether or not it rains tomorrow, we will go. Like that. Everyone try to make your own sentence. Whether or not we see the movie, I'll be happy. Like that. Try to make your own sentence.
で、あともう一個、例として挙げているのが、お友達と自分どっちがよりハンサムかっていうのをディベートもしたよっていうふうに言ってます。Better looking で、どちらがよりかっこいいかってことですね。イケメンかってことです。
Right. Everyone, don't forget. To be good looking is a very natural expression. He is good looking. Don't say he is handsome. He is good looking. And in the dialogue here, the man was, they were debating who is better looking like that. Anyway, don't use the word handsome. It's very Japanese like that.
Handsome はイケメンという言葉にはあんまり当てはまらないかも。で、もうこれ即座にやらないといけないから、もうめっちゃ大変だったっていうふうに言ってます。To think on my feet で即座に決断するという意味ですね。
Right. Sometimes we need to think on our feet and make decisions. It's like that. And with that, let's listen to the dialogue at natural speed. And after this, we'll talk a little bit more about how you can improve your public speaking skills.
Hey, David, what's wrong? You look like you're having a rough morning.
Yeah, I just finished a test, and I really bummed out.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear about that. What happened?
Well, you know, Mike and I take that politics speaking class, right?
Yeah, you guys were always talking about how interesting that class was. So I thought you guys were definitely going to get a good grade.
Well, this week we had a test, which is where we randomly are given a topic regarding politics to debate about on the spot.
Okay.
So, Mike and I decided the day before that we would debate on every and any topics that came up throughout our day, so that we would prepare ourselves for the test. We practiced debating all day long. Anyways, we both got a bad grade because the teacher said that our preparation was poor. So, I tried to debate my grade with the teacher.
Oh no!
And he gave me an even lower grade and told me that I had to submit an essay about politics because I didn't study enough. Can you believe it?
I don't see how you could possibly get a bad grade. You both seem like you prepared for your test. What were the topics that you debated about?
We debated about which animal is better, dogs or cats. And at lunchtime, we debated whether or not hot dogs are sandwiches. The topic that was the most fun and I learned it the most from was who is better looking, Mike or me. I really have to think on my feet and be creative with my opinions to win that one.
Well, in that case, I'm not surprised the professor thought that you were unprepared for your test, considering the fact that those topics are not political. They are stupid topics.
Sujo, any final recommendations to improve public speaking skills?
Okay, first of all, if you're a university student, especially a first-year student, you should join ESS, English Speaking Society. It's very good for improving public speaking skills. They've got two parts, for example. They have formal speeches.
Okay.
And so if you do that, you can learn how to do PowerPoint in a way like that. And also they have another part called debating. So in college, if you can do that. And if you're already graduated from college or something, in every city in Japan,
okay. There's
a group called Toastmasters.
Toastmasters. この toast は乾杯するとかいう意味の toast ですね。
That's right. But it also sounds like the toast that you eat like that.
食べる方のトーストみたいですけど。
Anyway, this is a very big international group, and they're also active in every city, including Hiroshima.
Really? I didn't know that.
Right, if you do an internet search, they meet every week. You can practice speaking with them. It's really fun. You meet interesting people. Even I've gone to the Hiroshima Toastmasters one or two times like that. It's a really fun group of people.
ぜひググってみてください。皆さん今日はパブリックスピーキングについてお話ししました。皆さんも学会発表とかでいろいろ英語で発表しないといけない機会とかあると思うんですけど、最初にジョーが言ったいろんなアドバイスをもとにぜひぜひ英語で、練習していいプレゼンができるようにしてくださいね。
Right, no matter what your major is, when you become a professional out there, you'll need to do some public speaking,
that's right,
especially with PowerPoint.
Right.
So if you try to do it, especially in English, mm-hmm. you can go to international conferences、
Yay.
And work in companies that, which are really internationalized, and you will become rich.
right, yes, yes, right, yes. right. Or famous.
That's right.
Yep.
Okay, everyone, work hard, and you will succeed. And we'll see you next time at Hiroshima University's English Podcast.
Bye. Bye.